Hey, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Zevachim daf Tzadi. We left off Peites Amud Beis toward the bottom of the Amud on the last two dots on the page. Today we're going to continue with the discussion that we began yesterday. We saw the second mission in the Perek spoke about that Kol HaMekudesh Eschavero Kodem Eschavero, that if you have two things and you're trying to organize them in order of priority, which one to do first or which one to do if you're only able to do one. But really what we were talking about is ordering in priority, which one to do first. The halacha was that kol ha-mekudesh es chavero is kodem es chavero. Whichever one is mekudesh, whichever one has an extra layer of, an extra level of kedusha, or if sanctity comes before the other thing that remains to be done. And so we went through yesterday in the Mishnah a hierarchy of of all of the various karbanos, about how the dam chatas comes before the dam ola, but the evare ola come before the emure chatas. And we saw various reasons as to why. We went through really a bunch of different scenarios in the Mishnah. Today we're going to continue with that discussion. We're also going to talk about in the context of Ola Sa'of and Chata Sa'of. We're going to get into an animated discussion of what happens if you have a bird chatas and an animal ola. So is the halacha still that the chatas comes before the ola? Or maybe that's only when they're both animals, but perhaps when one is an animal and one's a bird, you would reverse the order, because what we saw yesterday, one of the rules is that min zevach is more kadosh than a bird. That if there's an animal, then that's more kadosh than a bird. We're going to start with the discussion, however, or really take a detour when we discuss the concept of bird karbanos. We're going to take a detour and talk about what happens if a murim left the azara before the zrikas adam. So the order of avoda is that you shecht the animal, or you shecht the you do malik on the bird. But let's stick with an animal. So you shecht the animal, you do the zrika, and after the zrika is what's mechafer, the zrika is what is maratze, and after the zrika, you're going to burn the emurim or the evarim in the case of the ola on the mizbeach. So what happens if the emurim left the azara, where there's generally a psul yotze, but they left the azara before the zrika? So do we say that anything that happens before the zrika simply doesn't count, because the zrika is what actually effectuates the kapara and what makes the carbon work, or do we not say that? So we'll see that discussion, and then we're just going to continue the hierarchy of various menachos and so on and so forth. And then on Amud Beis, we're going to talk about, again, the hierarchy of the chatas and the ola. Maybe there's not a general rule that the chatas comes before the ola. Maybe in some circumstances, the ola can come before the chatas. This discussion is really going to continue until the Mishnah on Tzadi Amud Beis. And hopefully we'll get to the Mishnah. Hopefully we'll even do the Mishnah. The Mishnah is going to talk about now the hierarchy between chatos and ashamos. So we focused yesterday on chatas versus ola, and ola versus asham. Now we're going to talk about chatas versus asham. Which one takes precedence or takes priority over the other? So let's pick up. Peites Amud Beis, it is the last two dots on the Amud. First word on the line is Maiser Kodem Liofas. It's probably about 12 lines before the end of the Amud. So Maiser Kodem Liofas. So if you have a carbon of Maiser, an animal carbon that's Maiser, it comes before the birds. It says the Gemara, Adaraba Ofas Kadmi Shekein Kotche Kotchim. No, Adaraba, the bird should come first. Why? Because the bird carbon can only be either a chatas or an ola, which is kodesh kadashim, and therefore maybe that should come first. Says the Gemara, filu achi min zevach adif. Nevertheless, min zevach is adif. The fact that the miser is an animal makes it take precedence or priority over the bird carbon. So says the Gemara, Amar Avina Bar Shila. So Avina Bar Shila says like this, Emure Kachim Kalim. If you have a murim of Kachim Kalim that have to be burnt on the Mizbeach eventually, and there is also a psol yotze usually, but sheyatsu lifnei zrikas damin. They left the azara, they were taken out of the azara before the blood was applied on the Mizbeach, before the zrikas adam. So says the Gemara, psulim. So says the Gemara, they are pasul. Rashi explains, what's the question over here? So Rashi explains that we are certain that there is no isser of mi'ila on these emurim, because you're only going to violate Me'ila after the Imurim become fit to be burned on the Mizbeach. And when do the Imurim come fit to be burned on the Mizbeach? Only after the Zrika. So they don't have a level of Kedusha. So the question is, so in as much as they don't really have that level of Kedusha yet because they're not fit for the Mizbeach, is there a Psal Yotzei before the Zrika or not? That's the way Rashi explains the question in the Gemara. The Tanatuna, and we learn, Mipnei Shehu Zevach, it says, because there is Zevach, in other words, what's the priority? Why does an animal carbon have priority? Mipnei Shehu Zevach, because it's a Zevach. V'yeshno Kachei Kachim, and there are Kachei Kachim, there are things that are burned on the Mizbeach by an animal, Damav Ve'emurin. Both the blood and the emurim. Masha'in came ba'ofos, the implication is that the emurim of an oaf are not burned on the Mizbeach, the reason being that ofos don't have emurim. So why does an animal take priority? Because an animal has the blood and the emurim that are burned on the Mizbeach. So the Gemara is going to try to be medayik and figure out from this statement what the halacha would be, what the status would be of a murei kachem kalim that leave the azara before the zrikas adam. So says the Gemara Bishlam, a murim less nu ba'ofos. You're telling me that a zevach has priority over ofos because a zevach has damim and a murim, masha'en came ba'ofos. I understand a murim and ofos does not have. El adam, mia isa, but an oaf certainly does have blood. You have to apply the blood of the oaf on the mizbeach. So what do you mean that the zevach is better than the oaf because the zevach has blood, the oaf doesn't have blood? Of course the oaf has blood. So says the Gemara, elalav kamash malan. So isn't the implication that emurim ki damo, that the emurim are like the dam. Ma damo lifnei zrika, just like the blood is only considered to be kachei kachim before Zrika. Now, why would the blood not be considered kachei kachim after the Zrika? Because after the Zrika, you've already done all the avoda. So after you've done the avoda of a carbon, you can't be molin the carbon because the kedusha has already been satisfied through the avoda. So just like the blood that we're talking about that has the status of kachei kachim is before Zrika, af emurim kodem Zrika. Also, emurim is kodem. Also, emurim is kodem Zrika. That when we talk about the emurim having a specific status of kedusha, we're also talking about the emurim before Zrika. Says the Gemara, v'kakari le kachei kachim. And yet they're called kachei kachim. So now, what's the mashmos? Uma dama mifsal biyotze. Just like dam before zrika, when it has the status of kachei kachim, would be possible if you took it out of the azara. Af emurim mifsal biyotze. So too, emurim, which we assume we're also talking about zrika, become possible with yotze if you take them out of the azara. Says the Gemara, neima misayei alei. So let's bring a raya to this. Basar kachei kalim. If you have basar kachei kalim that left the azara, were taken out of the azara before the zrikas adam, Rav Yochanan omar kasher. Rav Yochanan says it's kasher because there is no psul yotze before zrika. Rish Lakish omar pasul. Rish Lakish says that they are pasul. Rav Yochanan omar kasher hol v'sof alatzes. Rav Yochanan says that it's that the basar of the kodesh of the kachei kalim. Again, now we're talking about the basar, not the emurim. So the emurim is the part of the carbon that's burnt on the mizbeach. The basar of kachem kalim is the part of the carbon that's eaten. So says the Gemara, the shita of Yochanan is explained as follows. If the basar is taken out of the azara before the zrika, not a problem. Why? Ho v'sof alatzes. Because ultimately the basar is going to leave the azara anyway. Why is the basar going to leave the azara? Because the basar of kachem kalim can be eaten throughout the entire city of Yerushalayim. So the basar is going to leave anyway, even after the zrika. So if it leaves before the zrika, not really a problem. However, Rish Lakish amar pasul. Rish Lakish says no, the basar is going to be pasul because adayin lo higiyas man alotzes. Because it's still, yes, eventually the basar is going to be able to be eaten throughout the city of Yerushalayim, but we haven't reached yet the time. We haven't yet reached the time where the basar was supposed to be taken out of the azara. So says the Gemara, ad kan lo pligi elo b'basar. They only argue about basar. Ella be'emurim lo, but by emurim they don't argue. In other words, the mashmo says that everybody would agree that there is a psul yotze by emurim. The only reason Rav Yochanan says that there is no psul yotze by basar before the zrika is because the basar is eventually going to leave anyway. The emurim is not eventually going to leave anyway, because that's supposed to be burnt on the Mizbeach. So isn't the implication that Rav Yochanan and Rish Lakish agree that emure kachay kalim that leave, that are taken out of the Azara before the Zrika, they are going to be pasul biyotzei? Says the Gemara, no, hu adin de beimurim nami pligi. They argue by emurim as well. Bihadaka mifligi bibasar. So in that case, why do they argue about basar? So ladiach kocha the Rish Lakish, to teach me the koch of Rish Lakish, that Rish Lakish is shita, is so staunch, that even though the basar is eventually going to be taken out, still lo egiyos man alasetz, and if the basar is taken out before the zrika, it does become pasul. Tosfos is a little bit bothered. Why are we arguing by basar lo diach kocha the Rish Lakish? Really, it's koach de teira adifle, and we should have tried to argue to highlight the aspect of the argument that highlights Rav Yochanan's heter as opposed to Reish Lakish's chumra. But okay, so the Gemara now says that the machlokas would apply even by a murim. They argue, however, by basar ladiach hakocha de Reish Lakish tafilu basar the sofa latzeis amar adayin lo egiyas mana latzeis. Okay, so a machlokas whether by a murim both Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish would say that there is a psul yotzei, or Rav Yochanan would still say by emurim there is no psul yotzei, and only Rish Lakish would say that there is a psul yotzei also by emurim. So says the Gemara Lema Katanoi. Let's try to connect this to a machlokas tanoim. So emure kache kalim sheyatzulav nezrikas damim. You have emurim of kachem kalim that are taken out of the azar before zrikas adam. Rabbi Eliezer Omer ein moalim em. Rabbi Eliezer says that you are not moel, that you are not moel in them. Rashi explains. Afilu la'achar zrika, even after zrika, you are not moel. Zelo mahani behu zrika lekavinu b'me'ila. So in other words, the me'ila, the isra of me'ila sets in only at the time of zrika, because what we had said was, it's at the shas zrika that the animal becomes fit actually to be put on the mizbeach. So until the shas zrika, there is no me'ila. What we also saw was after the mitzvah is already done, there is no me'ila, but let's set that aside. Before zrika, no me'ila. After zrika, yes me'ila. But the zrika should change the status regarding the isra of me'ila, or the susceptibility to the isra of me'ila, only if the zrika is effective. But what we say here is a muri kachem kalim that were taken out before the zrika, they're not chayiv and me'ila, they're not subject to me'ila even after the zrika. Why? Because the zrika is ineffective. The zrika is ineffective because they're already pasul biyotzei. The ein chayav an alei misham pigel, and then the Gemara says further, turning to Tzadi Amid Aleph, ein chayav an alei misham pigel, no sar and tamei. You're not chayav on them for either pigel, no sar and tamei. And why? So says Rashi, you're not chayav on pigel because it's as if the zrika is not valid. And by pigel, what we've been seeing throughout the Masechta is a machsheves pigel requires that korav amater kemitzvasa, and that everything else has to be valid. And over here, the zrika is not valid because the animal, the emurim rather, were already pasul biyotze before the zrika. And again, you're not chayev for noser, and the reason that you're not chayev for noser is an obvious one, says Rashi, because we're talking about emurim, and noser is talking about the achilas hakorban, and over here, we're not talking about the part of a korban that can be eaten. And you're also not chayev for Tuma, and Rashi explains that the only time there's an Isser Tame by a Karban is when the Karban would have been kosher for somebody who's Tahar. Here, because the Zrika is ineffective, the Karban wouldn't have become kosher for somebody who's Tahar anyway, therefore there is no Isser Tame. So clearly Rebbe Eliezer Shita is the Zrika is ineffective because the Emurim left the Azara before the Zrika. Rabbi Kiva argues, Rabbi Kiva Omer, Moalim Behem. Rabbi Kiva says, no, you are Moalim them after the Zrika. V'chayavan olem ishram pigol noser v'tameh. And you are chayavan pigol noser v'tameh. Why? Because the Zrika is a valid Zrika. So my lav, b'dahadarai linu pligi. Now, so what are we talking about? We know that we're talking about a emure kache kalim, it was a emure kache kalim that left the Azara before the Zrika, and then we did the Zrika. So we have a machlokas, is the Zrika effective enough? Is a Zrika effective or not? But where were these Emurim at the time of Zrika? Are we talking about where you brought them back into the Azara or not? So says the Gemara, my la b'dahadurai linu, pligi, aren't they arguing in a case where you brought the Emurim back into the Azara? Ubaha pligi, and this is what they're arguing about. The Marsav are mifsali biyotze. Rabbi Eliezer says they became pusel with yotze, and therefore the zrika is not effective. Umar Savar lo mifsal biyotze, and Rabbi Kiva says that they were not pusel with yotze, and therefore the zrika is effective. Says the Gemara, nope, that we're not talking about a case where the imurim were brought back into the azara. Amra papa, but the other ailinu kuli amalo pligi. Now, if they were brought back into the azara, everybody would agree that the zrika is effective because the bottom line is the emurim are in the azara when you're doing the zrika. That's enough to render the zrika effective. Over here, we're talking about where the emurim remain outside of the azara at the shas zrika. Uvahal pligi, and this is what they're arguing about. The mar savar ein zrika melas liyotze. One man diyamar holds that zrika is that zrika does not that zrika is ineffective for yotze, for a murim that already left the azara, and the chiddush over here is that even if there might not be a psul yotze because you took them out before the zrika, maybe there is no isser to take them out before the zrika is only effective to help the emurim that are on the premises, that are in the azara. Umar savra zrika melas liyotze, and the other mandiyamar holds that zrika is moel for yotze. So says the Gemara, vara papu di amar bidisnu avroi kuli alma lo pligi. But how can you say now that the machlokas is when they're outside? You told me previously that Rav Papa is the one who says that when they're outside, and what's he talking about here? He's talking about where the shtei alechem are outside. The shtei alechem are the loaves that were brought along with the karbonos on Shavuos. That if the shtei alechem are outside of the azara, kuli alma lo pligi. Everybody agrees that if you did the zrika on the karbonos that accompanied the shtei alechem, but the shtei alechem is outside the azara, the zrika doesn't help to be matur the shtei alechem. So b'daylinu l'gavoy pligi. So the only machlokas is when you brought them back inside. So how can you now tell me the machlokas is when they're outside? Says the Gemara, hani mili gav shtei alechem delav gufei dezvicha. By shtei alechem, it's obvious that if the shtei alechem remain outside of the azara at the time the zrika is done, that the zrika is not going to be effective. Why? Because the shtei alechem is not part of what you're actually being zorek. You're being zorek the blood of the animal that accompanies the shtei alechem, but the zrika is not with the shtei alechem itself, and therefore, since there's only initially a tangential connection, an association between the shtei alechem and the korban, the zrika from the korban only works if the shtei alechem is going to be in the azara. Aval has hani mili gabe shtei alechem v'lav gufei dezvicha. Aval emurim du gufei dezvicha hu, but isnu avroi pligi. But maybe by emurim, where the emurim are part of the karban that you're being zorek its blood on the mizbeach, maybe the connection between the emurim and the blood is going to be much stronger because it's part of the same guf. Therefore, when it's inside, when it's brought back inside, everybody agrees it's good. And maybe, even in that case, the machlokas is only when it's outside. One mandiyamar says it doesn't work because it's outside at the shazrika. The other mandiyamar says it does work. Okay. That was probably the most complicated part of the daf. Now it gets a little bit easier to motor through. So says the Gemara, Ophos Kodmin. So what we saw was that Ophos come before Menachos. Says the Gemara, Adarabba, Menachos Kodmin, Menachos should come first. Shekein Yeshna Metzibur Kabiyachid, because we have Menachos that are Karbonos Sibur in addition to Menachos that are Karbonos Yachid. For example, the Omer and the Shtei Alechem, they're made of flour, they're bread, they're considered to be Menachos and they're Karbonos Sibur. And that's an added level of Kedusha. You can never have a Karbon Sibur of Ophos because the only type of Oph is a Chatas Oph and Olas Oph, which are brought by a Yachid. Says the Gemara, Afiluachi mine damim adife. Yeah, you're right. That is a mila of Menachos. But even so, any bird or animal that you're doing a blood service with is more kadosh. Minchas chote. Now we're talking about the hierarchy between a minchas chote and a minchas nedava. And what we said was a minchas chote comes first before a minchas nedava because it's more kadosh and its kedusha manifests in that it is mechaper on a chet. It's baal chet. So says the Gemara, Adarav, a minchas nedava kodemes, shekein tuna shemen v'lavona. A minchas nedava should come first because the minchas nedava requires shemen and lavona. So just as background, the minchas nedava is the fine flour mixed with shemen and lavona. The minchas chote, because it comes for a sin, is not mixed with shemen and lavona. That's viewed by the Torah as being inappropriate for a minchas chote. The minchas chote was only made of soles and water. And then we're also going to discuss in a minute the minchas sota. And the minchas sota was even worse than the minchas chote because it was made of barley. It wasn't even made of soles. So we're saying maybe the minchas nedava should come first because it's a nicer carbon. It has shemen and lavona. Says the Gemara, afilu achi minchas chote abal cheta difa demechaperes. So no, even nevertheless, the minchas chote comes first because it's an added mila, it's an added kedusha that it comes on a chet and it's mechaper. Iboilu, so the Gemara now asks a question. Minchas sota, minchas nedava, ezeme kodemes. If you have a minchas sota and a minchas nedava, which one comes first? So minchas nedava kadma shekein tuna shemen levona. Should we say that the minchas nedava comes first because it is accompanied by shemen and levona? Odilma minchas sota kadma shekein ba levarar avon. Or maybe the minchas sota should come first because the minchas sota is brought as part of the process where we discern whether the woman was actually mizana or not, whether she was miyachid with somebody inappropriately. And because it comes to elucidate whether or not she committed a chet, whether or not she committed an aveira, maybe that's a mila. So says the Gemara, Toshma, minchas chote kodemes l'minchas nedava. So it says that the minchas chote comes before the minchas nedava. Minchas chote u'dekadma l'minchas nedava. Ah, maybe it's only the minchas chote that comes before the minchas nedava. Ha minchas sota lo. But the minchas sota would not come before the minchas nedava. So it says the Gemara, miktani b'bnei shehi mechaperes. But it doesn't say in the Mishnah that the reason that the minchas chote comes first is because it's mechaper. What we say is b'bnei shehi ba al chet ktani v'hanami ba al chet. We say that the maila of the minchas chote is that you bring it because of a chet. This minchas sota, you're also bringing because of a chet. If the woman were not in a position where we were mesupik whether she sinned, then she wouldn't be bringing the mincha. So she's also bringing this mincha al chet, and therefore maybe the minchas sota should take priority over the minchas nedava. So says the Gemara as follows. Tashma, zu kodemes lezu, this one comes before the other, shazu ba minachitin, vizu ba minasaorin. This one comes from chitin and this one comes from seorin. So what are we talking about here now in order of priority? Maila minchas adava la minchas sota. Aren't we talking about that the minchas adava comes before the minchas sota? Because the minchas adava is made out of chitin, is made out of fine flour, and the minchas sota, as we explained a couple of minutes ago, is made out of barley. Says the Gemara, lo minchas chote la minchas sota. So we're talking that the minchas chote comes before the minchas sota, but we don't know whether the minchas adava would come before the minchas sota. Says the Gemara, if we're talking about the minchas chote and the minchas sota, why are we saying that the minchas chote comes first because it's made out of fine flour? Let's say that it comes first because it's mechaper, and that's an added element to kedusha. Says the Gemara, tepek leida mechaperes v'halo mechaperes. Why don't we say that the minchas chote comes first because it's actually mechaper? Velamai minchas nedava. You're going to say that it's talking about a minchas nedava, and the reason that the nedava comes before the sota is because the nedava is made of fine flour and the sota is only made of barley. Tepeklei dezu tuna shemen v'lavona v'zu enya tuna shemen v'lavona. So why don't we focus on the maila of the minchas nedava that it's a nicer carbon and that it is accompanied by shemen and lavona masha enke the minchas sota? Says the Gemara elachad mitrei time enoket as elamai. We're giving one of the milos of whatever korban we're talking about is that one comes from flour and the other comes from barley, and the minchas sota comes from barley. But the one that comes from flour, we have no hechrech from this brisa whether we're talking about a minchas chote or whether we're talking about a minchas nedava. So the bottom line is we don't know whether the minchas chote comes before the minchas sota, or we don't know whether the minchas chote comes before the minchas sota, or whether the minchas nedava comes before the minchas sota. We can't prove anything from this brisa. Okay, says the Gemara Viter. Now we're talking about the various bird karbanos. So chatas of kodemes la'olas hov. So what we had seen was the chatas of comes before the olas hov. And says the Gemara, minani mili. How do we know this? Says the Gemara, the Tana Rabbanan. Ve'ikriv es asher lechatas rishona. So that she brings, that the Kohen brings that which is the chatas first. So mal tamalomar, why does it say rishona? Shein tamalomar, you don't have to tell me that they're bringing the chatas rishona. L'lame she'tikra rishona, harek farnemar v'esa sheni yasa ola. we already have another pasuk that teaches me that the second one is an ola. So if I know that the second one is an ola and there are two birds, there's an ola and a chatas, and the second one's an ola, I know that by process of elimination, the first one's a chatas. So why are you telling me that the first one's a chatas? So ela zeban avla chol chato shekidmu la'ola habo simahem. This is a binyan av. It teaches me a hard and fast rule that whenever you have a chatas and an ola, the chatas comes first, then the ola. Bein chatas of la'ola sa'of. Whether we're dealing with a chatas of and an ola sa'of. Bein chatas behema la'olas behema. Whether we're dealing with behema, so chatas behema and an olas behema. Va'filu chatas ha'of la'olas behema. And even if you have a chatas ha'of and an olas behema, where we had said that the behema usually takes priority, over here the chatas ha'of would take priority because of the binyanav that teaches me that the chatas always has to come before the ola. Hilkach, chatas ha'of la'olas ha'of. Therefore, if you have a chatas ha'of and an olas ha'of, mive'es ha'sheni chatas. That we learn that we learn from Vesasheni Ola that the Chatas of comes before the Ola Sof. Chatas Behema Loyolas Behema Midirabi Rahmana. We had the drusha yesterday that taught us that the Chatas Behema comes before an Olas Behema. And Chatas of Olas of Mizebana Av. And the Chatas of comes before the Olas Behema from this Binyan Av that teaches me that in every single situation where you bring a Chatas and an Ola, the Chatas is going to come first, then the Ola is going to come. Okay, says the Gemara, two lines up from where the lines get wide. Tashma, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Kol Mokom Sheneschalfa Chatas, any time where the Chatas is Nischalef. So what does it mean, Sheneschalfa Chatas? So Rashi says, Shva Ofos Boim Tachtea Bedalos. Kegon betame mikdash di karo chatas beimo bedalos neschalfa shtei torim. Ah, so we're talking about a case where, let's say, you have tumas mikdash v'kachav, that really the person who violates his avera has to bring a carbon chatas, but it's a carbon ola v'yore. Carbon ola v'yore doesn't mean it's a carbon ola; it means it's a carbon chatas. But depending on your level of wealth, sometimes you bring a behema, sometimes you bring birds. When you bring birds, though, you always bring birds as a pair. So you're going to bring a chatas bird and an ola bird. So now you have this carbon that the person has to bring, and it's a chatas and an ola, both birds, but they all come mikoach chatas, right? Because this is a carbon ola v'yored. So kol mokom shenechlefes chatas, anytime you're supposed to bring a chatas, but you bring the birds instead, chatas kodemes. The chatas is going to come first. You bring the chatas bird before the ola bird. The kan ola kodemes. However, over here, in ola is going to be kodem. What are we talking about? The kan, says Rashi. The kan bioledes shea of tachas ola huba ubehema iker haisa ola kodemes tichsiv ba echad ola vechad chatas. So by yoledes, the halacha is different. By yoledes, the woman is supposed to bring an animal as an ola and a bird as a chatas. Now, if she's poor and she can't afford the animal ola, she brings a bird ola. So usually, by a carbon ola v'yored, the animal is going to be, the animal chatas is going to be swapped out for a bird. Here, it's the ola that's being swapped out as for a bird. And therefore, kan ola kodemes. Over here, says the Gemara, by yoledes, the ola is going to come first because it comes mekoach behema. Kamokam shabal chait, chatas kodemes, v'kan ola kodemes. Ordinarily, when you have a chatas and an ola, the chatas is baal chet, and therefore it's going to come first. However, over here, by yoledes, she's not bringing the chatas because she was a chote. She's bringing the chatas because the Torah says the yoledes has to bring the ola and the chatas. Therefore, the ola is going to come first. V'kol mokom sheshneyem baam tachas chatas, anytime both of them come instead of a chatas, chatas kodemes, the chatas is going to come first. Vikan of Vikan Ola Kodemes. However, over here, the Ola is going to come first. And therefore, and says Rashi, what's the question? Ola Kodemes, Alma, Ola Shel Behema Yoledes, Kodemes Lechatas, Sharei Af Khalifin Kodmin Lechatas. Because even if you're bringing an Ola Sa'of, instead of the Ola Behema by Yoledes, the Ola is going to come before the Chatas because we say the Ola came a Koacha Behema. But what are the rules that we just learned? We just learned that a chatas always comes before an ola. Whether it's a chatas ha'of and an ola ha'of. Whether it's a chatas behema and an olas behema. Even if it's a chatas ha'of versus an olas behema, the chatas comes first. So why by yoledes do we say that the ola comes first because the ola is derivative of an animal carbon? Because usually by a yoledes, the ola is an animal. It's against the statement of the Gemara. Says the Gemara, Amarava, Lemikra Yekdima Kasav. No, it's only Lemikra that the Pasuk was Makdimit. What does that mean? That Rashi explains, Shetei Nikres Be'inyan Tchila. It's just that we read about it first. Aval Be'avodasan Chatas Kodemes Kedarmina Mizebana'av. However, when it comes to the actual Avoda, in a Kenami, the Chatas is going to become first because we have the Binyanav that taught me that whenever there's a Chatas and an Ola, the Chatas is always going to come before the Ola. Okay, says the Gemara. Tashma, Parim Kodmin Le'elim, a par always comes before an ayil, a ram. The Elim Kodmin Le'kvasim, a ram comes before a sheep. Kvasim Le'seirim, a sheep comes before a goat. So my lav dechag, aren't we talking about on Yontif? And Rashi points out, what's the kasha? The kasha is on Yontif, that Se'irim avechatas, the Se'irim are chatas, and Kvasim Ola, and the Kvasim are an Ola, yet we're saying that the Kvasim come before the Se'irim, that the sheep come before the goats, even though the sheep is an Ola, and the goat is a chatas. So doesn't this teach me that the ola comes before the chatas? Lo, l'nedava, we're talking about a case of nedava where both of them are a carbon ola. We're not talking about a case where either of them is a carbon chatas. Parim kodmin le'elim, a par comes before an ayil, shakenis rabu b'nesachim, because there are more nesachim with a par than with an ayil. V'chein elim l'kvasim, similarly elim come before kvasim, because there are more nesachim. Kvasim l'se'irim, the sheep come before the goat, shakenis rabu ba'alya, because we have the alya, the fatty tail of the keves that's burnt on the mizbeach, masha'ein kain by the sire. So says the Gemara, Toshma, Par coin Mashiach kodem lepar alam davar shel tzibor. The par coin Mashiach, which is a chatas, comes before the par alam davar shel tzibor. Par alam davar shel tzibor kodem lepar avodas kochavim. The par alam davar shel tzibor, which is also a chatas, comes before the par avodas kochavim, which is an ola. Par avodas kochavim, the par avodas kochavim, which is an ola, kodem lesire avodas kochavim, comes before the seir of avodas kochavim, and the seir of avodas kochavim is a chatas. So over here we have an ola coming before a chatas. The afalgav de par avodas kochavim ola, the seir avodas kochavim chatas, even though the par avodas kochavim is an ola and the seir avodas kochavim is a chatas, so we see the ola coming before the chatas. How could that be if I had the binyanav that teaches me that the chatas always comes before the ola? So says the Gemara, ve'ima me'resha. But why don't you ask a kasha from the resha of this brisa? Par elam davar shel tzibor, the par elam davar shel tzibor, which is a chatas, kodem leparavodes kochavim, comes before the paravodes kochavim, which is an ola. So says the Gemara, na b'chad mina mia lo kamrina dechatas kadma. No, when they're both of the same min, when they're both parim, then of course I'm going to bring the chatas first. Ki kamrina betray mine. When do we have the differentiation? When does the ola come first? Only when there are two different minim, when one is a par and one is a seir. But what do we see? Ashkechan ola de kodemes lechatas. But the bottom line is, we see there are certain situations where an ola is brought before the chatas, which conflicts with the general rule that we brought down on the bottom of Tzadi Yamad Aleph, which says that the chatas always comes before the ola because of the binyanav. So Amri b'mal Rava, Mishmei de Rava, Bar Mari, chatas avodas kochavim, chasar aleph. The word chatas by chatas avodas kochavim is missing the aleph, lachatas ksiv, because it says lachatas, as it's written in the Gemara, without an aleph, and the fact that it's written without an aleph says that dafka, this chatas, in ola takes priority, even though ordinarily the chatas always takes priority over an ola. Says the Gemara, similar drasha, Ravina Amar Kamishpat Ksiv. It says Kamishpat. And therefore, when it says Kamishpat, it's signaling to me, the Torah is signaling to me, that Dafka, you have to bring it in this order, even though this order conflicts with the general order of priority. Because usually the Chatas comes before the Ola, but over here the Ola is going to come before the Chatas. It says the Gemara, Sahasha Dasas Lachi, Afilu Tema Parim Dechagnami, Kamishpatam Ksiv Bu. If you're going to come on to this answer, then where we asked the question from on the top of the Yamud was the Parim of the Yamim Tovim, and we asked, you're bringing the Ola before the Chatas, and we said, no, we're talking about an Adava. But says the Gemara, you don't have to explain to me that you're talking about a Adavi. You can say, in a Chanami, I'm talking about the animals that are brought on Yontif. Why is it not a Kasha that the Ola comes before Chatas? Because by Yontif, what does it say? Kamish Patam, and therefore it's telling me against the Binyanav, against the general rule that always applies. Right? Says the Gemara, Ibailu, Chatas Ha'of V'Olas Behema U'Maiser. Ah, what if you have a Chatas Ha'of, an Olas Behema, and Meiser, which is also of a behema. So the Chatas Ha'of, we know, comes before the Olas Behema, that's the Binyanav, and we also know that Ola comes before Meiser. So Ezomim Kodemes, Tiktam Chatas Ha'of, should we say that the Chatas Ha'of comes first, Ika Meiser, the Kodemle? But there is Meiser, which comes before the Chatas Ha'of, because what we had said was Min Zevach Adif. Lick the Meiser, should you therefore bring the Meiser first? Ika Olas Behema, the Kodemle. But the hierarchy is that the Ola comes before Meiser. So Tiktam Ola's Behema, but should the Ola's Behema come first? Ika Chatas Ha'of, the Kadmala. But there's a Chatas Ha'of that we said the Chatas always takes priority over the Ola, even when the Chatas is a bird and the Ola is an animal. So I'm stuck. So what should we do here? So says the Gemara. So says the Gemara. Ha chaturgamu min zevach adif. So over here they explained that min zevach is adif. So what does it mean, min zevach adif? So we need Rashi's help. Rashi explains the yaktim meiser. So first you have to bring the meiser because that's an animal, and then the achacha chatas viola. And after that, you bring the Chatas Ha'of, and then you bring the Olas Behema. I can't just continue bringing the animals, because we have a Binyanav that the Chatas has got to come before the Ola. But I can't start with the Chatas, because the other general rule is that a Behema takes priority over a bird. So that's what I should do. So I should start with the Meiser, and then I go to Chatas Ha'of, and then I go to the Olas Behema. Says the Gemara. But Marava Amri and Marava and Eretz Yisrael, they said, Aila ba'olas behema, b'chatas ha'of, v'agvasa mi meiser. Note that the olas behema is already trumped by the chatas ha'of. And Rashi explains like this. V'agvasa sa'aila b'chashivas d'olas behema, sheba ima v'hi chashuva mi meiser, shi kodesh kashim v'kolil, u'mizirak sakosav chatas kodemes v'afal pisha zumin zevach. And then Vagbas Mimaisu Lavato Khashiva Shomin Zevach Shebo Dahaba Ola Nami Isa Liosa Khashiva Su Batale Mixera Sakasov Hilka Yaktim Khatas Ofla Ola Vola Meiser. In Eretz Yisrael they said, no, what you do is you first bring the Khatas Of, then you bring the Olas Behema, then you bring the Meiser. You're not going to start with Meiser because it has Min Zevach, because guess what? The Ola is also Min Zevach, but the Pasuk teaches me that the Khatas comes first. So once the Chatas comes first, I'm first going to have the Chatas Ha'of, then I'm going to have the Olas Behema, then I'm going to have the Meiser. All right, let's finish the Mishnah, hopefully, in the next 3 minutes. Says the Mishnah, Kol Chatos Shebetorah Kodemes LaShamos, all Chatos in the Torah come before an Asham, Chutz Mi Asham Mitzorah, except for an Asham Mitzorah. Why? M'neishu Ba Ala Kasher, because it has an extra level of Chashivas that it actually comes to be Mater somebody, it comes to make somebody Kasher. Kol HaShamos Shebetorah Bon B'nei Shtayim, all HaShamos in the Torah have to be 2 years old, Bon B'Kesef Shkolim, and they have to cost 2 Shkolim. Chutz Mi Asham Nazir V'Asham Mitzorah, except for an Asham Nazir and an Asham Mitzorah, Shein Bon B'nei Shnasam, they're only 1 year old, Vein Bon B'Kesef Shkolim, and there is no requirement that they cost 2 Shekel. K'Shem Shekodmin B'Akravasam, just like there's an order of hierarchy in the hakrava of a karban, kodmin b'achilasan, so too there is a hierarchy in the achila of a karban. Rashi points out, when's there a hierarchy in the achila of the karban? We're obviously only talking about karbanos that are nechal. There are some karbanos on the list, like an ola, which is not nechal. But if the karbanos are eaten, they should be eaten in order of chashivas. Shlamim shel emesh. Now, what if you have a shlamim of the prior day, the shlamim shel ayom, and you also have a shlamim of today, shel emesh kodmin? The one from yesterday takes precedence. There's a machlokas we've shown him whether this means that the animal was brought into the azura but not shechted yesterday, and it's already been sitting in the azura since yesterday, and the other animal's brought in today. Should you shecht the one that was brought in yesterday, or are we talking about, no, you brought it and you shechted it, but you're dealing with one where the meat's a day old, but the shlamim can be eaten for 2 days, and one, the meat is one day, is its first day, should you eat the one from yesterday first? So shlamim shel emesh, if you have the shlamim of yesterday, and chatas v'asham shel ayom, and a chatas and an asham of today, shlamim shel emesh kodmin, divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says that the shlamim of yesterday comes first, and Rashi explains because it's a zilzul to leave them there. Rashi understands, obviously, that you're dealing where the animal was brought in alive and hasn't yet been shechted, and even though it's a shlamim and the others are more important karbana, since it's been sitting here since yesterday, you have to bring it. The chachamim chatas kodevis reishi kachay kachim, and the chachamim say no, the chatas comes first because it's kodesh kadashim. The kulam akonim arsharam lishanos bachilasan, kodim are allowed to eat the karbanas however they want. Lachlan sluyin shlukin muvishalam, to eat them roasted or overcooked or cooked. To bring spices of chulin or truma and put it in the karban. Divrei Reb Shimon, Reb Meir Omer, lo yitin latocha tavlei truma. We saw this already a couple of weeks ago, that the Kohanim should not put tavlei truma in the karban. Why? Shelo yaviya truma lebeis apsol, because you're going to bring truma lebeis apsol, because the karban can only be eaten for a certain amount of time. If there's something left, you're going to have to throw it out, otherwise it's no sir, you're going to have to burn it, and it's going to come out that you've burned tavlin of truma, and you're not supposed to be ma'abed truma. All right, so that's what the Mishnah says. We'll continue with the Gemara, God willing, tomorrow morning.